This is a Roman book, physical Roman 9, starts 1956, August 29th, and runs through October 29th or thereabouts. Very straightforward beginning, trying some gels with for choline esterase. That almost certainly this was encouraged by David A. Pulick, but I'm not certain at this point. But later on, he became important in this work. He was my friend and colleague. So freshly thawed serum, choline esterase came out well with two faint leading zones which faded overnight, and it gives the formula for the stain. It was the substrate was beta carbonatoxy choline iodide, so beginning to do enzymograms. Straightforward family on August 29th. Pages are not numbered in this book. Two-dimensional gels, August 30th. Good stain for the enzyme and overstain with amido black for two-dimensional tests. Good stain with brom phenol blue on top of the enzyme. Some photography of the samples. Gels run on August 20th, or at least recorded by Otto. Thursday, Friday, August 31st, some two-dimensional and a two-dimensional experiment. Looking at choline esterase as well. There is a rather good account of these electrophoresis experiments that I've already mentioned, published in by me in round about 2010 or thereabouts. A history of starch of gel electrophoresis. It's worth recording. And beginning to try some other stains, Friday, August 31st, trying to stain with oil red O to stain for lipoproteins or of lipids. Recheck of starches, August 31st. Some starches a lot of starch 541117 was an old lot of starch, and some comment on staining with oil red O. Lipoprotein photography, May 18th. Trying to determine on the Monday, September 3rd, if the lipoproteins are improved, if the slit is used instead of filter paper for the inserting the sample. And it says clearly the post slow alpha 2 region is better with a spacer, etc. etc. Two dimensional gels again on Tuesday, September 4th. Trying all sorts of solutions of I read all in different solvents, not realizing that the actual staining ability is constant if there is solid solution, solid material there in a saturated solution. Theoretically on sound experiment, as all solutions are saturated in oil red ore and so have equal activities, that's activity being in the thermodynamic sense, and therefore equal staining powers. And they're almost, using 90% methanol almost certainly dissolves the lipids. And more gels are on by Otto on September 5th. Comment on the summary of slit experiments and on oil red ore experiments. Nothing very striking. More samples on September 6th. And a crazy idea, zone electrophoresis in a zigzag system. shortly after September 6th. I don't have a particular date. Aim to stabilize against density gradients by using a pathway system, but it was quite crazy and it didn't work. There are 1, 2, 3 pages of trying to make it work. Multiple myeloma sample, September 7th, heavy haptoglobin. Juvenile diabetic family on Saturday, September 8th, with Otto's writing. Monday, September 10th, gel. Again with Otto's writing. September 12th, repeat of the Hutchison family. And then some ideas of trying to do the first dimension for two dimensions in a starch grain type electrophoresis of the sort that used by Kunkel. And then blotting the gel after, but blotting the starch grains afterwards. So the idea was to build up the starch and then blot it dry and run the sample and then blot out of, onto filter paper. Instead of using filter paper electrophoresis, I'd use starch grain electrophoresis and blot it onto filter paper. And I was determining how much starch to use, etc., with a diagram of the starch result, bridge solution, etc. This is about September 13th, Thursday, September 13th. Says the starch result, separation fairly good by the morning, but a blue streak centrally on top, etc. Not well packed on the top, better have closed system, etc. So this is I'm concerned with electroosmosis on the filter paper or in the starch. The results show no significant difference in the migration, but at 45 minutes there was a difference, etc., etc. Leakage, anti-electroosmosis, not very significant experiments. You can they filter paper, one can see tests of what was going on just about September 13. Trying to improve the two-dimensional. Begin to look at some samples from cattle. Eventually, a test system and control with bovine hemoglobin. Just a test of the gel system. I don't know why I was trying with bovine hemoglobin. Several pages of working on electroosmosis. Saturday, September 15th, some more family studies. Continuing on September 18th, the Otto's entrants, notations, Otto's gels, juvenile diabetic family, September 21st, again with Otto's. All this is Otto's writing. And one sample here from a person who'd had severe multiple transfusion reaction, pyrogenic reactions, run on the 21st to see if one could see anything special about it. But a person with myeloid leukemia, question mark, but had had several occasions previously a transfusion reaction. But there's no comment on anything particularly unusual that was found. More samples with Otto, going for several pages here. Tuesday, September 26th. And then mail on 25th of September, and received on Wednesday 26th some Negro samples, as I call them. We now call them African American, from New York. Those were from Jim Engels and Ralph, I'll get his name in a moment. On Wednesday, September 26th, I record receiving Negro samples from New York that were mailed on the 25th. They were sent to me by two investigators, Ralph E. Engel Jr. and James H. Pert, at New York. I don't remember which hospital in New York. Yes, Ralph Engel and Jim Pert were at New York Hospital, New York, and this is the beginning of discovery of inherited differences in the transferrins, plasma protein transferrin, which at that time I just called beta globin. I didn't know that it was here. Didn't yet know that it was a transferrin. It's a to me there's a little sadness about this story, because I did publish eventually this variation in these samples, and I thanked Ralph Engel and Jim Pert for sending me the samples, but really they ought to have been authors on the paper, and I haven't the faintest idea why I didn't think of it at the time. It was not a selfish act, it was an act of just forgetting that it would have been much nicer to have them as authors. I often think of this as an example of a failure to credit people in the correct way, but it was definitely by accident and not by intent to exclude them. But it's a sadness to me. Anyway, this is the beginning of that story of three samples, a male of 54 years old and a female of 42 in parentheses, dark, meaning dark skin, and Jenny McNair, who had a duodenal ulcer and was light-skinned. Ralph Engel and Jim Peart had seen something funny about these samples and sent them to me to look at, and I eventually was able to show that it was a difference in the beta globin, later again transferrin. Some comments on the migration, not very important. Much more important is the sample being there. There's a comment that looks like, but probably not exactly, a 2A when the hemoglobin is present, and that turned out to be a difference in the haptoglobin allele carried by many African-American individuals, that was a reduced expression of the haptoglobin 2 gene, so that the heterozygote was a little bit different. The 2A heterozygote was a little bit different. I think we called it 2A modified eventually. I forget. So that was what was being observed here. And comment that the same with respect to haptoglobin, but definitely a new group. September 26, families again, and then on September 27, Thursday, checks on the hemoglobin pattern versus 2A plus hemoglobin on these samples, with a rather full description of what was happening on the next on the page preceding, with a comment two pages later, after September 27, evidence that the Negro serum contains some one characteristics as well as some of 2A is apparent from this result. So that they have some characteristics like type 1 and like 2A, but less than, that's something else, not important. More comments. Haptoglobin 2A-1, similar to, but not exactly equivalent to 2-1, as I was saying. Still thinking mainly about the haptoglobin of these samples. This would suggest a possible HP2 something gene. A modified gene, a gene. And I haven't yet seen the beta globin difference, I think, at this point. Friday, September 26, an ordinary family, and some more tests on September 28th of the Jones and world sample. From the African Americans. So I have what I'm now calling 2 subscript A 1 compared to the usual 2-1. Now back to trying to get a better first dimension by blotting fractionated starch in starch grains, that is, with filter paper. Several pages of this, not really very important, it never worked out, but September 30th is an example, October 2nd, etc. Continuing October 3rd, very promising indeed. I liked what I was blotting, but I never did use it eventually. October the 3rd, Wednesday, just some ordinary photography to demonstrate different samples. Using a type A film, Kodachrome film. Notice on the left-hand side of this page, there are comments of Negroes plus or minus hemoglobin versus David A. Scott, DAS, and cattle groups. I haven't yet got many any entries in the book that I can see of the cattle groups, but I had begun to do samples from that Charlie Hickman sent me from a different place in Canada, I just forget where for the moment, to look at, and they were very interesting, the cattle group. October 4th, received from New York Hospital some more samples. Bellamy, something, can't read it. And Rouse, probably a good deal of these four were lost in the mail, it says. Special delivery samples of unknown date from Jenkins, Monroe, and Parker. With a comment that 8 days in the mail, can't take these very seriously. On October 4. Still trying blotting on October 14th, blotting starch grain electrophoresis. Sunday, October 7th, a whole set of gels run by Otto. And Otto, and October 9th. I tried some more photography on October 9th and October 14th. So on October 10th, the latest batch of starch, which was excellently handling starch, checking the various samples that I got from Negroes, 2A, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and some were what I call the Negro 2A, which later was 2A-1. So that there were 2 types. October 11th, family, Otto. So some samples again from New York. They kept sending good samples. October 12th, Friday, mailed on the 10th. And looks like Negro 2A, as I called it. More from New York, so they were sending me many samples. Now I begin to understand. October 17th, a whole bunch of samples were checked for 2A, and all were found correct. And October 18th, a check for 2B and 2A again. So making comments here on things that are looking a little bit strange in the 2A sample. And I have a comment following that to repeat all the Negroes to date with 3% hemoglobin. And again, some photography detail with a cattle diagram commented on, that I don't see the results of the cattle samples yet. But evidently we'd been doing cattle samples quite a lot, or Charlie Hickman had been doing that. I'm not sure exactly what was going on here, because I don't have records of running many gels. I think he maybe ran the samples and sent me the results. Although there were, I have received October 19th, Friday, 5 controlled bovine serum shipped on the 18th, and 4 unknowns, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in pencil, their beginning of the notation for the bovine samples is clear in Roman numerals in pencil, 4, 3, and 4, and 2, and 1, although the separations were disappointingly fuzzy. But there is evidently we already had a good hypothesis on the inheritance of these bands, beta globin bands, because number one didn't fit with our hypothesis. And I got a telegram from Charlie Hickman saying number one animal 5572 and two animal 55, etc. Are the progeny of whoever. Something was a little bit weird. I know in the final paper that there's some discussion of some, you might say, incorrectly recorded paternity of these artificially inseminated animals. Saturday, October 10th, some more comments on samples from cattle. Any little odds and ends of comments on the results obtained on Tuesday, October 28th, of different samples, trying to understand what was happening. Checks again, Tuesday, October 23rd, free hemoglobin, the same in all 21. And then the haptoglobins were all 2B except for one individual that had no haptoglobin. Got some starch evidently from Ralph Engel, Wednesday, October 24th. He and Ralph and Jim worked out rather sophisticated methods of understanding the starch by a commercially available machine which measured the viscosity while you heated starch, and was helpful in understanding how to hydrolyze the starch to get a reproducible product. And some of these Ralph Engel starches are commented on October 24, 1.5 hour, 1¾ hours, meaning the length of hydrolysis. And suggestion to the 13.8% is as strong as the regular starch, but the gel shrinks rather a lot. And the trace granular comments on different starches. More samples from New York on October 28th. October 25th, some fairly substantial comments on the various types of sample obtained, haptoglobin types obtained with Negro samples, Acost Normal 2B, etc., Douglas 2A, Epson 2B, etc., 1, 1, 1, Query 1, 1, 1, 2A, 2A, no notice there of the unusual 2A. More checks October 25th. 1 and 2A haptoglobin, all essentially normal. Here is the beginning of the understanding of the fact that there was a variant in the beta globin, later transferrin, first became noticed on Friday, October 26, where there's a comment of Worlds and Douglas, abnormal, query extra, post-beta. Looks as if I was beginning to realize that there was a heterozygous individual with two beta globin, that is transferrin bands. Diabetic family, October 27th. Some more comments on what samples are, what are comparing Worlds, Douglas, Rainey, and Rainey, comparing Worlds with Douglas and Rainey with Douglas. And it says that Worlds is definitely the same as Douglas, but Rainey is not equivalent to Douglas. The extra zone is faster than the usual pace post-beta, two-dimensional to locate it, so I decided to do a two-dimensional gel to try to find out what was happening. And that next page is devoted to black and white photography, need prints of Mother Sharp twins, etc., and KB17 was the film, usual red filter, etc., using the setup with a reflecting bulb, and 1 second exposure, 2, 4, 8, 16. At that time, we used to, or shortly thereafter, we used to take a whole series of exposures for every gel, maybe 4 or 5 exposures, and then print the best one. It was very laborious, and it ruined my enjoyment of photography, because every day you had to develop these films and print them, and it became a terrible routine. So here at the last entry in this book is, therefore expose 1 second f8, f8 over 11, or f11, three different exposures for mother sharps samples and three sets of twins, and f5.6 by half steps, half stops to f16 for the latest bovine, so a whole bunch of images. The result's very good. Probably F11 is the closest, after all, to the last roll of film. And a comment that the bovine samples require a higher contrast film. But that was the recording of the samples from cattle and from the Negroes. And that's the end of physical book 9 1X.